It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. The Parsons Police Department provides training for new personnel, but it sounds like continuing education is also required.
The basic training is just that. That's the basic beginning. While the state requires a minimum of 40 hours of in-service training every year for our officers, we far exceed that. And not only by sending people away to regional training, but, you know, with COVID, there has been an explosion on the use of Zoom live training. And so we're able to take advantage of that because we're kind of out in the hinterland here in southeast Kansas. And so now we're able to get really good training while people are still sitting in our training room, you know, using the camera and the video monitors.
And even some of your own officers have received specialized training and passed that along to their peers.
And we really try to view ourselves as a training agency. And what that really means is we try to identify, you know, kind of those areas of policing that's really a passion for our employees. And then as they become journeyman level experienced individuals, we try to get them off to instructor level training so that they can come back to our department and assist in our in-service training without us having to send people always out of the area. The other benefit to that is I have a greater breadth and depth in trained personnel by making those investments in folks to become instructors. And we tend to hold on to those employees longer because, you know, in other departments, you just don't get that opportunity to really develop your instructor skill set until much farther in your career.
Do those officers also help train neighboring departments?
They actually do. A good example is that during COVID, we were able to develop a training cadre of instructors within the department for de-escalation training. And then we also included Chief Harrison from the Independence Police Department. So now, as we're coming out of the COVID arena, we will be deploying that training cadre of five individuals and opening up training on de-escalation skills to law enforcement agencies throughout our region.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.